It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Thanks for joining us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up here on Central Time, we'll get a world music sampler from the host of WPR's radio show, Higher Ground.
First, New York just became the first state to completely ban hydraulic fracturing, making it the largest region in the United States to ban the practice and taking a rich natural gas reserve off the table. The decision came after an effective 6.5-year moratorium and an extensive statewide public health review.
During the past decade, fracking technology has created a boom in states around the country, especially places like North Dakota and Pennsylvania. The industry has brought new economic prosperity to long-depressed rural economies and a slew of public health concerns stemming from water and air pollution.
Abram Lustgarten joins us now. He's the energy, water, and climate reporter at ProPublica. His reporting 6.5 years ago originally prompted concern over health risks of fracking in New York State. Abram, welcome to Central Time.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
How did New York make the decision to ban hydraulic fracturing completely?
Politically, that remains a bit of a mystery. I've spoken to a number of people over the last day or so who were surprised by the outcome, folks in the environmental community especially, who didn't necessarily expect a ban and thought that eventually drilling would, it was a foregone conclusion in New York, that it was more a matter of when. So it's difficult to know the political calculations behind the decision.
On a national stage, how significant is this decision?
I think it's a pretty big deal. Vermont had banned fracking, but there's no natural gas in Vermont, so that's more of a symbolic gesture. The Marcellus Shale, which is the geology that bears a lot of gas that underlies New York State as well as Pennsylvania and West Virginia, is huge. It's one of the regions of highest growth in terms of natural gas production, and it's in the places where it's being drilled, it's a significant contributor to energy supplies at the moment. So to have an entire state basically block off access to the northernmost tip of that resource, it's symbolically a big deal, and pragmatically it will affect the amount of energy that's produced.
You started writing about health concerns with hydraulic fracturing years ago. There weren't a lot of solid answers back then. What do we know now that we don't know then?
Unfortunately, the answers are still vague, but the questions are better defined than ever. And that's essentially what the health report that New York's decision was based on said. So it's fairly well established at this point that there are, a pattern of complaints and often risks to water supplies. That methane will leak into water supplies, that there's a risk of fracking chemicals like leaking into water supplies. Likewise, air pollution remains a major concern, leaking methane into the air, which exacerbates climate change and other volatile organic compounds and other sources of pollution. Have been the cause for complaints in regions across the country about declining air quality and also declining health. People complain about everything from headaches to premature births to skin lesions, nervous system disorders, endocrine disruption symptoms, things like that. Since I began reporting on this around 2008, all of those questions have essentially been underlined and have begun to be looked at in the scientific community. There's a lot more study now than there was, but there's still not necessarily conclusive answers. There's a number of studies that are underway and will take a few more years. And the way the scientific establishment works is they sort of reach a consensus view after a number of studies are completed over several years. So basically, we need more time to have real definitive answers.
Yesterday, New York State released a health report about fracking that had been a long time in the works. You're saying there are not a lot of solid answers yet, but based on what you said, did New York decide that the questions and the preliminary findings were worrisome enough that it was okay to put the brakes on at this point?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that report did not define anything new in terms of dangers that we didn't already know. But it essentially found that the risks outweighed the benefits. The bottom line is what was missing throughout that report. It was an exhaustive review that found lots of problems, but none conclusive. The bottom line is that there was no real reason for assurance in that review of the literature. Lots of inconclusive negative findings, but really nothing that said the opposite. No reason to dismiss the risks. And New York essentially decided that without knowing a lot more, without allowing some of the scientific investigations that are currently underway to be concluded, that they couldn't confidently allow this process to go forward.
In New York and in other states, there's been tension over whether individual communities can decide to ban fracking on their own. Do we have any sort of consensus building around that question yet?
Yeah, the consensus seems to be that those local communities can make that decision. The biggest case has been in New York. There's actually dozens of towns or communities in New York State have banned fracking within their whatever their local municipal regions is. But one of those cases concerning the town of Dryden, New York, went all the way to the state appeals court, the state's highest court, and that court upheld the town's right to make that decision. There's similar cases that have played out and are playing out across Texas and Pennsylvania and elsewhere and in Colorado as well. And you're really seeing that that decision being made at the local level if state regulators aren't willing to make it themselves.
Now, New York also found that royalties to landowners who allowed fracking on their land were regularly withheld. Did that factor into the decision at all?
Well, I haven't heard from anybody this was really an assessment made based on the environmental risk and the health risk. I don't know that was a factor in the state's decision, but it relates to an investigation that I completed earlier this year, which found that landowners who had chosen to support drilling and signed leases to let drilling happen on their land because they wanted a share of that income weren't getting paid what they thought they were owed. And there's actually many contractual disputes between landowners and even the federal government and the drilling companies. And I looked at one case where Chesapeake Energy, which is one of the largest drilling companies in the country, was systematically defrauding its landowners and not paying. So the message there is that the economic benefits in some places really haven't been as great as they were talked up to be. And while I don't think that was a direct part of New York's decision, it certainly makes it a lot easier to forego that economic opportunity.
Parts of Western New York State that were in favor of fracking have been dealing with the post-economic slump that has been lingering in parts of the country, and they saw natural gas maybe as a way to jumpstart their economies, kind of like North Dakota. Did Andrew Cuomo, the governor, have a message for them about what that meant economically now that natural gas money is off the table?
Well, yeah, the western and southern tier of New York certainly needs an economic boost of some kind. And it actually got a double whammy yesterday. Fracking was banned, basically eliminating that possibility for that part of the state. But also there was a ruling that casinos that part of the state was hoping might be built in that region won't happen in that area. So bad news for that part of New York all around. There was no specific message from the governor that I heard, except for a little bit of a distancing from this decision, as if he kind of didn't want to take the blame. What he basically said is, look, I'm not an engineer or an expert or environmental, scientist, so I just take the advice of my experts and let them make the decision. Take that as you will, but that's pretty much what he had to say.
How influential do you expect this decision to be nationally in other places that are having the debate over fracking?
I think it's very significant. Top of the list is a national study that the Environmental Protection Agency has underway. This has been going on for years, since 2011, and it's not projected to be completed till 2016. But it's difficult to imagine that New York State, a significant state with natural gas resources, could make a decision like this and that it would not affect, what happens at the federal level or the perspective that those federal researchers take when they look at this issue. The prospect of localized bans is coming up more and more in places where you wouldn't expect it. A small town in Texas, north of Fort Worth, a huge gas producing area, banned fracking earlier this year. That's not a state, obviously. It's a small local area. But the decision that New York's made, it validates a lot of the concerns. It gives an official, authoritative voice to the environmental community, and I think it gives it will give both pause to federal and state regulators who are considering something different, and also a bit of a tailwind to opponents of drilling in other places across the country.
Abram, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Abram Lustgarten, energy, water, and climate reporter at ProPublica. Yesterday, New York State became the largest and most natural gas-rich region in the United States to ban hydraulic fracturing completely.